DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our high nearing 45. A slight chance for some flurries overnight tonight, staying cloudy with a low around 24. Some flurries may linger early Saturday morning, then staying cloudy with a high nearing 33 and partly cloudy with a low around 18 throughout Saturday night. Warming up on Sunday, sunshine with a high nearing 43 and clear skies over Sunday night with a low of 26. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 21 degrees.
Kansas Red American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, as legislative session 2023 gets set to kick off, Governor Laura Kelly talks about some of her priorities that she wants to see in this year's session, including getting rid of the sales tax on food completely instead of the phased-out process.
Well, I've been looking for any way I possibly can to provide some tax relief for Kansas families in particular, particularly given the inflation that we've all been living through.
That audio from KWCH News. She said she'd also like to repeal some of the taxes on other items as well.
We will be adding diapers and feminine hygiene products to that food sales tax plan.
She also says that the topic of abortion may come up during the legislative session, where she says she's been consistent on the issue for years.
Been consistent that I firmly believe that the decision, women's health care decisions, are between that woman and her physician and her family, and that politicians have no role to play.
Good American Network News.
At Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy to buy a trailer.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we'll probably show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the right trailer at the right price, come on down to Horse Trailer Sales in Biola. They're making it easy to buy a trailer. Horse trailers, travel equipment, hitches, new and used trailers, and a whole lot more. Not only will you find selection, you'll find Horse Trailer Sales experience saves you more, and their service is the best. Horse Trailer Sales, a friendly and helpful staff of professionals who'll see to it that you get what you want at a price that you can afford, because they make it easy.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Call 545-7292.
Tenants at an apartment complex in Kansas City are complaining about continued flooding, leaking ceilings, mold, and mildew in their apartments, with one 16-month-old having no place to live after they say the mold was found in their apartment and doctors saying they can't go back.
Ever since I moved in, the bathroom always leaks, and I did get the mold up there. They'd come in, they'd cut the square out. So she can't come here either because I have mold, and I'm a respite caregiver for her.
Because I'm ready to sit here and cry.
It was considered not an emergency. It's been flooding ever since then. They got somebody out here last night.
That audio from KSN News. One manager of the Terrace Points apartment complex said there wasn't any mold and just said there was a small leak in the area.
There wasn't any mold cut out of the ceiling. She had a plumbing issue in the bathroom.
The Unified Government of Wyandotte County in Kansas City have confirmed inspectors found one possible case of mold and told the landlords they would need to address the issue immediately or their license could potentially be revoked.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Oh, well, the 41st governor of the state of Nebraska has officially been sworn in as Governor Jim Pillen officially took the podium in the House of Representatives to give his acceptance speech.
I am incredibly honored and humbled to stand before you today as the 41st governor of the state of Nebraska. And I am incredibly excited to work with each one of you to serve the people of Nebraska.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. He goes on to talk about his focus on the private sector and how excited he is to make it Nebraskans flourish.
But I believe it's important for us all to remember that as incredible as this building and chamber are, we don't look to this building for prosperity. Prosperity comes from the private sector. Families, ranchers, business leaders who work hard, innovate, and take risks. We don't look to government for our rights and freedoms. Those are innate, God-given by our God Almighty.
Mid-American Network News.
Three, two, one.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. 22nd Judicial District Judge John Weingart has been appointed by the Kansas Supreme Court to fill the unexpired term of Chief Judge James Patton, who will retire the post effective today. Weingart's appointment, effective January 8th through the end of December, as Chief Judge in the 22nd Judicial District, which includes Marshall, Nemahal, Brown, and Doniphan counties. Marshall County Treasurer Jamie Ellenbecker has advised that she plans to retire February 28th. She tendered her retirement to the Kansas governor. The Marshall County Democratic Party Central Committee will meet later in January to recommend a nomination for replacement. Ellenbecker has served in the treasurer's office more than 22 years and was elected to her first term in November 2012. River Valley Extension District has advised the Dining with Diabetes series, scheduled in January and February in Hanover, has been rescheduled to Thursday evenings in March. They will have additional information coming forward. Again, Dining with Diabetes, which was scheduled to start next week, the four-part series has been rescheduled for Thursday evenings in March. A program on Medicare basics will be featured at the Clay Center office of the River Valley Extension Tuesday evening, January 10th. For those approaching age 65 or contemplating retirement, this will cover Medicare terms and options. RSVP requested with the Clay Center office at 785-632-5335. River Valley also plans to schedule one-on-one appointments in all four offices, including Washington. If you're new to Medicare or have questions, in Washington County, contact Extension Agent Jordan Schutte at 785-325-2121. Marshall County Arts Cooperative has announced tickets are on sale for their annual fundraiser. The musical review will be held Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st, this year at Venue 36 in Marysville. Advance tickets are on sale by calling the Marshall County Arts Cooperative at 785-859-4260 or are available online at marshallcountyarts.org. The annual event will include nearly 40 local musicians performing Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st. Everett R. Dennert, age 56, of Marysville, passed away December 30th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 9. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Everett Dennert. Verna B. Tegmeyer, formerly of Burchard, passed away May the 9th. Funeral services planned Saturday, January 7th, 11 a.m. at the Salem United Church of Christ. Visitation on Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Verna Tegmeyer. Lonnie M. Jones of Marysville passed away December 29th. Celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 2 until 4 p.m., with military honors at 3 at the Marysville Country Club. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Lonnie Jones. Billy Bob Loan, age 71, of Pawnee City, passed away Tuesday. Funeral services planned Monday, January 9th, 2 p.m. at the Faith Baptist Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Czech Cemetery east of Table Rock. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 5 until 7 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Billy Bob Loan. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, hamburger, potato wedges, pea salad, and apricots. Monday's menu, chicken strips, biscuit, macaroni and cheese, Brussels sprouts, and blushing pears. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment with Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. More sunshine today with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s. Easterly winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. There will be a slight chance for some snow flurries overnight tonight, otherwise staying cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and mid-20s. Some flurries may linger early Saturday morning, then staying mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. And slightly cooler throughout Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Warming back up throughout Sunday, some sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. And mostly clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. These drier and warmer conditions will continue as we head into next week. Sunshine on Monday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Partly cloudy skies over Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. Still staying sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. And partly cloudy with lows in the mid to upper 20s throughout Tuesday night. And more sunshine on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January 39, record high on this date 63. The average low 19 and the record low 18 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47, sunset this evening at 5:19. It's 21 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 6th of January. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Bite Me Barbecue. But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
Hamlin wins the game of life. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Encouraging news from the docks treating Bills safety Damar Hamlin, who suffered cardiac arrest during Monday night's game in Cincinnati. ABC's Alex Perez.
A remarkable turnaround for Damar Hamlin, defying odds, now awake and able to write after suffering that terrifying cardiac arrest during Monday Night Football. One of the first questions he asked doctors in writing, who won the game?
When he asked, did we win? The answer is,
yes, you know, DeMar, you've won the game of life.
Doctors delivering the extraordinary details of Hamlin's recovery. The turning point coming late Wednesday night. The 24-year-old not only waking up, but able to move his hands and feet. And key, doctors say, he seems to have no neurological issues.
The NFL saying late Thursday that the game has officially been ruled a no contest. A special league meeting is set for later today to consider the playoff implications. To the NBA, Dallas, the Celtics blowing away the Mavericks.
Dinwiddie into the lane over Grant Williams, missed it badly. Rebound comes down to Tatum behind his back, 3-on-2 the other way. Tatum to the foul line, lobs for Jaylen Brown, flushes it with two hands, back to a 20-point game.
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub, 29 points and a triple-double for Jason Tatum. He led all scorers, 124-95 Boston the final. Five straight W's for the Grizzlies. Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson combined for 63 en route to a 123-115 victory over the Magic. NHL, an original six matchup at Montreal's Bell Center with the Rangers in town. No score. Second period. Canadiens with the man advantage.
And now it's stolen back away by the Rangers and a clean breakaway for Chris Kreider. Kreider all alone scores! Short-handed Chris Kreider. Rangers take a 1-0 lead.
On ESPN New York, the Blue Shirts would go on to a 4-1 victory over the Habs. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday night basketball action. Marysville returns to play at Abilene. It's North Central Kansas League action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. In our Friday feature game, Hanover is host to Frankfort. That game live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights travels to Troy. Axtell tips off at Clifton Clyde. Washington County at Donovan West. Lynn at Centralia. Diller O'Dell at Falls City Sacred Heart. Again Friday, Marysville at Abilene. On AM 1570, FM 94.1, Frankfort at Hanover on FM 95.5.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum works hard all year round to be there for you when it matters most. Their goal is simple, to be your number one source for propane, lubricants, and extreme diesel fuel, and they'll reach that goal by treating you like family. Don't wait for winter to set in. Get that propane tank filled today by calling the winning team at Sapp Brothers Petroleum. Still proudly serving all of Nebraska and the Hanover community, Sapp Brothers is proud to announce their newest location in Blue Rapids. That's Sapp Brothers Petroleum, servicing your residential and farming to commercial and industrial needs.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's your Stechline Report.
Hey, folks, what's farmland worth? Well, we've been talking a lot about that this year. Going into a brand new year, be kind of interesting to know whether we should sell some of that stuff that we've got or should we buy some of that stuff that we want. And Jim Elliott's with me again. Hayden Outdoor Real Estate. I got to tell you, Jim, this whole thing's kind of up and down like the fiddler's arm, isn't it? A guy doesn't know what to do. Let's talk about the guy that's got some farm ground that he might want to sell and get out of it. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, we have good optimism going into 2023, and you know, I don't know that we can keep up that breakneck speed we've had the last couple of years, but we've got good optimism, and prices remain strong. Maybe just not quite as much activity, so might be a time to get in under the curtain there.
Who you got? Are you kind of short on supply?
Yeah, always looking for places to sell. Yeah, and it's becoming tougher and tougher. People are like sitting on their hands a little bit, but again, we've got good optimism, and we always figure our good friends and neighbors, the good farmers and ranchers out there, you know, they need land to do what they do, and we're happy to help them.
What about the banker? Is he still ready to loan?
Yeah, I mean, obviously interest rates have crept up some, but the supply seems to still be there if somebody's interested.
And so the banker isn't pulling back too much. I know he's pulling back a little. I've talked to a few, but not too bad yet. Jim Elliott, Hayden Outdoor Sports, sure glad you came along. Let's go ahead and sell it, friends, if you're ready. Or let's go ahead and buy some if you want to. Huh? I don't think it's wrong either direction. See you on the next Stechline Report.
And that's your Stechline Report. Hope you have a fantastic Friday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
In the state of Kansas alone, there are over 30,000 farms that are not using rollover protective structures on their farming equipment. This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Tawny Larson, K-State Project Coordinator with the Department of Biological and Agricultural Engineering, gives insight on a possible rollover protective structure rebate program for Kansas.
We're working with some other states in the area, and our goal is to get funding from the legislators in our state and fund a rebate program to help people that utilize tractors that do not have a ROPS, which is a roll bar protective structure. Basically, it creates a box around where the driver is sitting so that if that tractor is to tip or roll over, that the person sitting there is protected. We're trying to reduce the number of deaths and injuries within agriculture. So as much as we can do to protect the people that grow our food, and they're parts of our small communities, the farmers and ranchers are really the lifeblood of Kansas. And this rebate program would be able to bring down the price of a roll bar structure from about $1,200 to $500.
Larson describes the financial importance of having a ROPS device.
We've had some research done, and basically the cost to a farm family if there's a result in a fatality from an overturn is over $775,000. And that doesn't include, of course, the loss of life and the emotional issues that go along with losing someone that is the lead producer a lot of times. So for a cost of like $500, you can call it insurance if you want, but it really is an important piece of equipment that would be on that tractor for the rest of the time that the tractor's being used. It's not something you have to replace unless you have a rollover, and then it does need to be replaced. But it would be something that could really make a difference someday.
She goes on to explain the process of obtaining a ROPS device and where people can find more information.
The main idea is that it will be very simple for the farmer. There's an online sign up, or they can call in, they get on a waiting list, and then we will help them through our database and our resources to pick the proper ROPS device. And then all they need to do, they get approval, they go out and they have it installed, send us back the information, and we are able to write them a check and get that back out to them so that they're not out $1,200. They're out possibly $500 or less if we can get it down. There is a lot of information available on rollovers, and it is located on the National Program website. It is ROPS4U.org, and the 4 is the number 4, and the U is the letter U. And we do have other information available. They could email or contact me at tawny@ksu.edu.
That's K-State Project Coordinator with the Department of Biological and Agricultural Engineering, Tawny Larson, with insight on a possible rollover protective structure rebate program in Kansas. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bread heifer sale Wednesday, January the 11th, starting at 11 a.m. The sale will feature over 400 big fancy Angus, black white face, red Angus, and Hereford first calf heifers. They'll be bred to low birth weight calving East bulls to start calving late January through March. Spring bred cows consist of over 300 black white face, and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 8 years old, with many being 3 to 5 years. These cows are due for February, March calves. We will have 125 fall calving cows, 2 years to 7 years old, with 27 being black and black white face cows, 2 to 3 years old, with big September, October calves by side. All of these cattle will be sold in lots to suit the buyer's needs. The consigned cattle. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, January the 11th, at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Will the especially cold winter snap that we had last month mean fewer insects in the spring? We will investigate on a Fact or Fiction edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible 2-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 6th, the sixth day of the year. Actor Rowan Atkinson was born on this day. Is there a correlation between a harsh winter and fewer insects? Unfortunately, that urban legend is false. Insect eggs or larvae are just fine in their homes underground, in trees, or under leaf litter. It's what happens in March or April that counts. An early warm-up provides added opportunity for breeding, which can mean multiple generations or an increase of hundreds of thousands. If cold temperatures linger into the early spring, they'll skip a population cycle or two. The most important weather factor for insect survival, in fact, is not temperature, but moisture. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
21 degrees ahead of sunrise. Highs warm a few degrees into the 40s today.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It is the last week of regular season NFL, and the Kansas City Chiefs are on the road on Saturday this week, taking on the Las Vegas Raiders with their kickoff at 3:30. As all eyes are on Patrick Mahomes to continue on some of the leads for the division.
Mahomes comes in as the league's leading QB in passing yards per game and passing touchdowns. He's already faced the Silver and Black once. He threw four touchdowns against them in week four.
That audio from the NFL Network. The Kansas City Chiefs are coming off their victory against the Denver Broncos 27-24 last week and sitting 13-3 for the overall season. The Raiders are at number 3 in the AFC West, sitting 6-10. All eyes are also on the NFL franchise if they reschedule the Bills and Bengals game. If they do not, the Kansas City Chiefs will be in the driver's seat for the number 1 overall seed for the AFC. If they do play, however, the Chiefs will need to beat the Raiders to be at the top seed for the division. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Wildcat fans, Dollar Day is back at Bramlett's this season. All general admission tickets and select concessions are only $1 when your K-State women's basketball team hosts West Virginia on Saturday, January 7th in Bramlett Coliseum. Order your $1 tickets by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
Friday night basketball action. Marysville returns to play at Abilene. It's North Central Kansas League action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. In our Friday feature game, Hanover is host to Frankfort. That game live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights travels to Troy. Axtell tips off at Clifton Clyde. Washington County at Donovan West. Lynn at Centralia. Diller O'Dell at Falls City Sacred Heart. Again Friday, Marysville at Abilene. On AM 1570, FM 94.1, Frankfort at Hanover on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
Sometimes I think about the way it was when we fell in love. Things were different then. Innocent and wide open, free and beautiful. I wanna feel like that again. But somewhere along the journey, I lost a part of me. And I know you can help me get it back. Kiss me, serve me, take feel the yearning, 'cause you're still my only man.